Apology. Did you introduce your image and then you start presenting your passage? So you have the whole total presentation, you have taken for
a change. Thank you, Chief and Honorable Members. Mr. Delapid, Director General, Principal, and colleagues. Just introduce yourself.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Member. My name is Colin Chisholm. I'm the CEO of the Department of Justice. Morning. Good afternoon, Chairperson and colleagues. We apologize for starting before you arrive, advocate. We didn't know that you are coming. Next time we make sure that we wait for you with a senior person, because it seems like the chairperson is back here and still not being seen. That's great chance to introduce yourself. Oh yeah, you must apply to a charge. You live for meeting the chamber.
Thanks, Chairperson, and welcome back. My name is Adam Masumbuga, the acting CEO of the Department of Justice. Thank you.
Good afternoon, honorable members. My name is Johan Biermann. I'm from Civil Aviation, currently acting DDG Civil Aviation. Thank you.
Good morning, members. My name is Ulan
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to the latecomers and good morning to DG. Over to you, DG.
Thank you, Sheriff, and the CFO will present the budget.
Thank you, members. Without much further ado, let me just go to the presentation. I'm going to be presenting the portfolio committee. The budget for 2016-17, we will touch on various matters, but we will do that 2016-17. We'll show you what MTF we're going to be having. We'll also give you a sense of how the budget has grown over the period. As part of the presentation, the contents thereof, budget summary program, we will do that. We will then give you a budget summary for economic classification, and we will highlight matters under compensation of employees. We will then go to the goods and services budget, and we will also focus on the transfers, which form a larger part of our budget. The budget program is as follows. It is about, in 2009-10, we're sitting at 28 billion. We're currently sitting in this financial year about 56 billion, right? Much more of the budget, as you've seen the subsequent slides, is going to be spent mostly on the road transport program, which is program number 4. We have got about 18.9 billion. In program number 3, which is rail transport, and from transport to spend about 1.6 billion. Our budget has increased in this financial year 4.5%, it's going to go up by 9% in the year 2018, and about 7% in 2018-19. much more of the focus areas, motor road upgrade, housing improvement project, non-toll roads, network, and the public transport operations plan has seen an increase that has led to the increase that you are seeing there. The second slide, as you see, is going to be the economic classification. There we classify the budget according to compensation of employees, goods and services, transfer subsidies, and material equipment, and as I said, the total is 6.0 billion, and you see that the compensation of employees is about 137 million, followed by goods and services 74. And the large chunk of our 56 billion will be 54.8 billion, which is the amount that has been transferred for either municipalities, provinces, our entities as well. Now, the reduction that we are going to be seeing, as if you look at the goods and services budget, is going to come in the next financial year, which is about 695 million, and it increased slightly after that by telecard in terms of the real sense. We have a commission of employees in the 17-18 financial year, which is cut by 4.2 billion, and in 18-19, 54.1 million. And you see the goods and services as well. In this financial year, it has been cut by 61.7 million. The next financial year is going to be cut by 4.5 million. And in 1890, about 75.6 million. Just an overview of our budget. You see that over the period, we had quite a steep increase in our budget from 28.6 million. In 19, the budget is going to grow to about 55 billion, 5.4 billion in 2019. So clearly, government has been investing a lot in the transport infrastructure and budget from in the medium term, in the subsequent medium term. I'm going to go now into the budget program economic classification. You will see that there is a slight increase in the program one budget, which is administration. It increases to from 383 million to about 394 million and growing up to about 421 in the outlying year of 1819. Program two is a slight decrease in our budget there. Of about 10 million, from 88 to about 78 million, much more of that cut has been in goods and services budget. This is integrated transport planning, where we deal with issues around national freight logistics strategy, the free transport strategy, net 2050, and the like. The next program is one of our big programs, which is RAID. Over a period, last year we had 8.3 billion rand. In the current financial year, we got 18.9. We're going to be growing to about 21.2 billion in the outlying year. In this area, we deal with national rail policy, rail deals, rail economic regulator, National Rail Regulator Amendment Bill, and all those are going to be dealt with in this program. And as you see, the biggest chunk of that is 80.9 billion and transfer in this and transfer in this current financial year. We will then deal with how those transfers are, what compose those transfers in the next coming slide. Program 4, our biggest program in terms of spending. 23 billion in the previous financial year, is growing by about 1.5 billion to 24.5 billion and then it increases further, now lying here to about 29.8 billion. So it's quite a steep increase in that area, mainly of course driven by transfers and subsidies as well that will break down in the subsequent slides. We then move to Program 5, which is aviation. Here we have an increase of about 100 million thereabouts, 2 million, much more in goods and services. We have got 100 million in this year at a once-off to develop a specialized tracking system for both maritime, that is our territorial waters, and our estates, as expected from the civil aviation. So there's 100 million there, it's much more pronounced in that regard. The next program is Program 6, which is maritime, where we deal with issues of Operation Pakiza, ocean economy, we deal with national maritime transport policy and all that. The budget is a bit flat there at 121.7 million going in this year, and it's going to reduce slightly to about 120 million in the outlying year. The last program is Program 7, which is one of the third biggest programs that we have, which is public transport. The amount is growing slightly there from 11.5 billion to 11.6 billion rand. The growth there, some of it coming from compensation of employees, you see, only compensation later where it has grown, and transfers and subsidies that also goes to about 11.3 billion. This budget is likely to grow in the medium term to 13.5 billion in the outlying year. So we just need to focus a bit on compensation of employees, because it's as part of the discussions that we have had with the committee in various directions that we have had. We had indicated that there are cuts in our compensation budget, that also have an impact on the vacancy rates that we have run in the department. The first part is the part where there was a budget cut in the previous year for the whole medium term. In the last financial year, 27 million was cut, that rest part there. Then there was 29 million that was cut in this financial year. And then there was 32 million that was also cut in 17-18. This is what we received in the previous year. This is a baseline cut, meaning what we had as a budget is now being reduced. The allocation for this year is cut further. So we have a figure of 27 in the previous financial year, and then we have got a figure of 29 in this current financial year, and then we've got a figure of 56 in the next financial year, that is a cut in the baseline, and we've got 54 in the outlying year. So if you do the calculations there, about we are about 108 million in the compensation budget that has been cut. You see the impact on our funded and unfunded posts in the next slide. So the next slide gives you what that impact in the budget has had, and the effect it has on our funding of posts. The number of posts, capital structure, 866. The number of posts that are currently filled, 715. So these are posts where there is a substantive employed person in that post. And we've got a total number of unfunded posts, consequently, of 151 in the previous financial year. In this current financial year, 866, we have a number of currently filled posts of 715, and funding was received for only 17, and this for the National Public Transport Regulator posts, which is 17. The total number of funded posts then increases to 732, leaving us with a post of unfunded post of 134 and a current budget of 434. What it means is that the vacancy for funded posts is only 17. So all the other posts, DDG posts, chief director posts, director posts, that you see people acting in, are not funded because of the cut in the compensation budget. Meaning if we take only the funded posts, only 17 out of 732 are not filled. This creates problem for us because we can't fill posts without necessarily going above the budget and carrying unauthorized expenditure. In this regard, we are engaging the National Lawyer to see if there's anything we can do. The only feasible thing at this stage for us to do is to try and move money out of the goods and services budget. You will see that it already cut itself. So we are going to try and move money out of the goods and services budget, which we failed to do last year because National Treasury never allowed us to do that. But it's something that we have to do for us to, in what we call critical posts going forward. In that regard, I'm sure the portfolio committees are aware. We have got 10 DDG posts. We've got only 3 people that are in those suspension posts. 2 are on suspension, 5 are not filled. So that's where we are regarding that. So the vacancy rate there is 5 out of 10. And we have got a vacancy rate of about 6% on the chief directory level. And at other levels there, so there is a serious constraint on the kind of work that we can do given the budget that we have. Now the next slide, as I said, uses goods and services. You see that we had a reduction of 61 million in this current financial year. We have got additional funds, as I said earlier on, to do a satellite tracking system of 100 million in only this financial year, and that leads to an increase, a slight increase of about 38 million there off, and from there the baseline is cut by 64 in 17, 18, and it's cut by 75 in the subsequent year without the year of 8-19. So we have a budget that was 74 this year, expected to be 695 next financial year, and again 728 from the baseline part that has been cut. The next one, most important slide as well, about major transfers. So the transfer that we made, as I said, majority of the 56 billion budget that we have, 54 billion of that goes to transfers, and the major transfers, 18.8 billion thereabout goes to PRASA, 13.9 billion goes to SANRA, provincial road maintenance grant that we pay to provinces for provincial maintenance of road is 10.2 billion. I'll emphasize this point, as this was supposed to be a co-funded money, meaning when we put in money, provinces are expected to put in their bid. But what we have seen is that the more we increase this, the less provinces are willing to put down as money to allow us to deal with matters of blocking maintenance and provincial roads and all that. And the next one is PTOG, is the Public Transport Operations Grant. This grant is what we call the bus subsidies. 5.4 billion in the current financial year is not near enough. Honorable members will still remember that last year bridges collapsed in this area. In Mamelodi, we had PATCO drawing. We had PATCO drawing in Mayat area in Bar. And we expect that going forward there might not be those withdrawals simply because the private sector is not capable of carrying us anymore. The increases in this area have been less than what is anticipated from the inflation side. So in reality, really, there's been a cut in this very area. Public transport network grants, this is where we pay our BRTs, MyCT, in Cape Town, Reavaya, in Johannesburg, Arieng, in Swat. So we'll see how that thing is broken down as we move along. So that's an area of focus as well. So all these transfers amount to about 64 billion. But the next slide will just give you how process transfers have grown. You'll see that in 12-13, which is about 3 years ago or so, you see it was at 10.2 billion. It is going to go to 18-19 to 21.1 billion rand. So in the focus that we have had, and that we are continuing to have in the rail area, much more of that, of course, some of it will go into operations that subsidizes about 500 million passengers per year, and also some money that will go into Solosa Main and Situa. The next slide is at the breakdown of the budget. In the current financial year, you see that in the operating budget, there's 4.2 billion that's going to be spent, 3.8 billion going to metro rail operations and main passenger service operations, which is Solosa Main. Will be about 471 million allocated to that. So the capital contribution on that is 14.6 billion. And we have got 4.1 billion in rolling stock fleet renewal program, signaling about 1.8 billion, and general overall of coaches at 1.2 billion. And that gives you the 18.8 billion that we're going to give out to Prada. That increases to 21 billion as I said in the outlying year. On the road side, we give you a graphic representation of the SANRAL and PRME budget. You see that the SANRAL amount has been growing over the years, and it's quite growing, even from about 9.7 billion in 2013, it's growing to 17.8 billion in 18-19. In the current financial year, will be sitting at 13.9 billion. PRMG from 6.8 billion growing to about 11 billion in the outlying year, 11.5 billion. This year is 10.2 billion that we are having. So there is quite a significant investment other than the road side that we are making. Like I said, this is part of the 29 billion that we are going to see in 18-19 as it were. Now that's a breakdown of the transfers to South African National Road Agency Limited, which is SANRAL. You see what is interesting there, the operations budget about 4.5 billion, then there is a slight amount of about 425 million that goes to the subsidization of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, and you see there is about 4.6 as well, then 4.1 that is going to be spent on SANRAL operations. The capital budget is 9.3 billion. The non-road carrier toll network, 7.9 billion. And then you see there we've got a motor road upgrade of about 155 in the previous year. We are now seeking 660 in this current financial year, going up to 1.2 billion in the outlying year. Also in, you know, in the next year of 2018 and 1.8 billion, so you add that, we're going to be spending around about 3.6 billion rands. Now, the total amount is about 13.9 billion. The next slide, we then deal with the provincial road maintenance plans, and that was given to you by provinces. It has grown from 9.8 billion to 10.2 billion in this financial year. Majority of it is going to go to KZN at 1.9 billion. The second biggest being Mpumalanga at 1.6 billion. Limpopo at 994. You will see Free State and Eastern Cape almost equivalent there at 1.245 billion and Eastern Cape as well. So you'll see that that's how the provincial fleet is done. As I said, in this area, the provinces, once you put more money in this area, or less, is a core funding mandate where we seek to ensure that money has been spent, they've been reducing their contribution towards this road maintenance grant And the worry that as we push more money into it and we grow the money, the provincial contribution does not go commensurately. The next slide we deal with is of public transport and how it has been funded over the years. Just giving you from 2013 how it has looked, you see that the bigger amount, that is going to grow, and that's to about 21 billion. And you see we have added Brasa because in itself it provides public transport money, and you see that there is a bit of money that we have to keep out here for some time, and then there's PTOD, there's the taxi money, which is a challenging problem, and there is money for public transport that was granted access. Those are the DRTs. The PTOG, which is the bus subsidy grant, as I said, there is an annual increase of about 6.6% over the medium term. As I said, there has been a lot of increase. Even if you look at the fuel inflation and the cost, they never really cover for this amount. And as I said, we expect to see a collapse in services in this area, and we expect that as we go along, there will be some other collapse of services because it's really not nearly covering the operation costs for this level as a subsidy. Now, broken down into different provinces, we have 1.4 billion. A majority, as I said, very historic in nature, this grant for subsidized bus services. Gauteng is about 2 billion, followed by KwaZulu-Natal at 1 billion, and we see 820 million going to Western Cape, a bigger chunk of that also. There's Mpumalanga at 549 million, and then there's Fiji Limpopo 326, and you'll see Free State at 241, and Eastern Cape at 1N. So that is it. As it were, and then I said there's a serious problem in this area of collapsing services to our people. Public Transport Network Grant, this is a grant that helps to fund our IRTTF from 4.8 billion in 2018 is going to be growing to about 6.7 billion in 18-19. So that is an area where we fund our PRTs, as you see them in different cities. There we give a city split, each city. You would see that we have got 5.5 billion in that area, the majority of it going to city of Johannesburg, and Nelson Mandela Bay gets zero in financial aid because they have got a rollover from the previous year. That 372 was not spent, majority of it, so it will be used in the financial year. In the next year, 330 million. And in the other year, 370, so it will be adjusted accordingly. And you see that in that regard, as as municipalities get ready to roll out their IRTTFs, we are there to be able to assist in that regard. The second last slide, other transfers, just to give you a breakdown of about 817 million of our transfers, majority of them going to our 12 entities, and the other amount going to taxes crediting of about 363 million in this financial year. That will be the presentation of the budget, of the budget allocation for this year, the year 2017. Thank you very much, and thanks to the members.
Thank you very much, CEO. CFO, our members, there is a credit to you. So this thing is that around single staff.
Thank you for this presentation and the hard work that sits behind preparing something like this. Certainly appreciate it. If I could start off on slide 4. With just with the trend of budget flows over the next 3 years between Sunroll Plaza and then the provincial allocation. If you could just run your eyes across those and give us some justification on the variance in the trend between those three proportionments and how the flows increase and decrease over the next three budget years. My next question is on program 4, which you offered as slide number 9, and then in particular the steep increase in what you projected to be the budget for 17, 18, 19, compared to the current budget. Then I notice on your page 11, on program 6, in terms of compensation of employees, a very steep reduction in the budget and salaries for 17, 18, 19, assuming that what you've allocated for employment or salaries then would be fixed posts. If it's wrong assumption, then you know it might be part of the explanation then, but if you could just enlighten us on why the reduction and how do you justify that, before sure by then you would have filled all those posts. My next question is on page number 16. On major transfers, where you've explained that the co-funding system between provinces and national, that the provinces are not contributing in the same proportions, and especially when you look at increases from year to year, they're not playing their part. Is this co-funding system supported by MOUs? If so, in all provinces, or what province is not, and should one then consider formalizing this agreement before it goes totally out of ratio between the two contributors? I was just making a quick calculation and maybe the road experts can help us here. As far as I know, the Malacca road is 120 kilometers more or less. And if I do the over the thumb calculation, it boils down to something like 30 million per kilometer. Is that the going right? Because coming from a municipality as a councillor, last time I something like this, it was closer to 2 million, but it's a different road and I understand that, but yeah, it's just, if you're out of the field, you know, you're out of the field. Then my last question pertains to slide number, I don't have my glasses here, so I apologize for, I can't read it, it's on public transport operations grant. That's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 last one. And then in particular the criteria for apportionment to the different provinces, because what I notice is I know that the population of Limpopo and the Western Cape is more or less the same, but the Western Cape in this case gets 16% of the grant and Limpopo only 6%. So what is the criteria? What do we use as a basis to decide who gets what? Thank you, Chief.
I can see you're to be in Kenya and I'm in Popa now. Okay. Around right there.
Please. Next citizen. Citizen, let me start with this one. Citizen, in the program team, I read the question, so ask it somewhere. The increase of the question tense. You see, we have categorical value, indicated some time ago about the chauffeur consultant, that please, you please minimize consultant. Then again, I wanted to know what is your interaction with, how often are you interacting with the entities, particular railway safety regulator? How often are you interacting with it? And then the issue of feeling of host, you see, I'm married when you see, in your presentation, when you were stating about the issue of cuttings of the budget. Yes, the budget, if you don't utilize money, even myself, I can cut it. This number of 1,700 posts against 151 posts, you see, it can be seen as little. But if you can state, then to indicate that this should be paid for, if the funded one, if that money is returned back, is it not going to cause another impact in this funding next year? Because it seems that you don't utilize what was even at a point. And then, you see, my colleague, Nishina, covered me with this question which is worrying us about this discrepancies in terms of, I don't know what criteria to use, you see, like in the public transport, whereby Western Cape is giving a huge amount of money, and it's a well-developed structure. Why you go to our areas which are not even developed? The population is too huge, and they get less money. And then again, about the issue of I wanted to do some traveling. There is a tricky question which I wanted to pose. I was listening when you were speaking about the issue of Moloto road, Moloto project. Okay. Is any money given to Prasa? Not. If not, why not? And then the other one is that the public transport program transfers from municipality for public transport also the service has increased, yes, by 4.3. While in your ATP 2015-2016 has increased by 17. What is the difference that you need to provide medium subject for correction? About your public transport increase. I mean, when was one not now? Correct it with the years. Secondly, do you still remember the issue of the capitalization program? I am silent about it because it was not finalized. I can't remember the single when we told you that the recap program was finalized. Because it was still outstanding. You never said anything about it. And with your budget now is still required, you don't say anything about it. And then, last one, so, let me read it back. I'll come again. Give it a
second. Thanks, Chen. Thanks for the presentation also. Looking at the presentation, Chair, I had a question around the issue of what is on the number. But there are some explanations, but there is somewhere I fail to understand where the rural province of the Eastern Cape gets equal amount as the Free State. Can I get clarity on that? And also in the presentation, there is someone also giving that the explanation why there is no amount budgeted under Nelson Mandela Metropolitan Initiative, because I was asked that question. I now understand this. You can't increase the amount if they failed to use the previous budget. You can't, there's nothing that informs the interest this financial year. Also on the issue of
the National South African National Taxi Council. I have a question around the funding of, is it the only body that is there? Why a standing allocation? Why do they not apply for funding when there is necessity? Is it the only one, or is it the just an explanation around that? And also the issue of under other transfers. There's some when we talk about taxi scrapping. What informs the increase given the present situation that the program, the taxi interest seem not to be interested in bringing their old taxes to be scrapped? I am not seeing the program that you normally fund, the Shova Kalula one. Is it phased out? What's happening? Can you get an explanation? I'm not saying it must be there. Just an explanation. If it's phased out, it's phased out, but an explanation is needed on that regard. Otherwise, other issues are being sanctioned.
Thank you, thank you, welcome, DZ. I just want to ask the question, general basically. When we, the last night, we raised some concerns about a number of targets, some targets that were removed, date were changed, and some contradiction between what is said in the OTP and what is outlined in the budget book. And I just want to check whether that has received my attention. Otherwise, the whole host of things I want to raise as some, in addition to what we've raised, whether either attention has been given to that, I don't necessarily have to really work slowly on some of those issues in trying to raise them with you. Just want to check whether that has happened. Some of them, let me start with this one. If you look at page 52 of your APT in terms of infrastructure, you would see that there was a, in fact, during the last meeting, there was a discussion that there's a passenger trip for 500 million and 550. So the question was, what is it? Is it a reduction from 500 million trips, from 550 million to 500? Or is it, what is it? That question was not quite answered last time. If you can explain that particular question. I think that APP 1516 mentioned 550. What is it? What is the figure that you gave? If you can just explain that. The other questions, Chair, is around APP as well. If you look at your page 53, there is this whole thing about the growth number that suggests the differences of it in terms of what is depicted in a book and what you're saying, either it's 4.5 or 4.3. But if you look at the budget, 2016 is 4.5, and when we talk about 4.3, so it's 6.3 that goes into 4.3. So that, I just want to find out, these are the figures in your APP, if you look at the page 53. Now, this we raised at the last discussion we had. Now, if I go down again to the net map, we also raised the question about the net map. Well, what is the date for net map? You see, also in the net map question, that the dates are not budget says 2016-17 and not 2015-16 as indicated in terms of APT. Which is the date? Net map. Maybe you can clarify, because this has a direct impact to your private book and your APT in terms of holding you accountable. The stair. Well, stair has been, of course, removed, all those have been removed. But if you go down, in your APP, you'll find that the stair again appears on page 84. The reference is that if you remove it, the consequential is going to mean that you're going to remove it again further down as you go down with your document. But it still appears. Page 88. The RAPS issue, the whole issue about the bill. The dates are not the same. The date that appears on the budget book and the date that appears on the APP are not the same. Now, either something must be aligned. In this case, probably may well be that your APP must be aligned to budget, because the budget book document is something that you have made into the individual before. Now, that page 88, you'll find it on page 13 on the budget. And then, Chair, quickly, DRT. The DRT, what appears on page 128, although it talks to the 8 method, whereas the budget book talks to only 5. So some alignment has been made as well, or you must provide some indication in terms of how is it that there's a difference there. The transfer to municipalities, you talked about in page 138, the paragraph speaks about the 4.3 in terms of the ADT 1516, but today we speak about 17%, which is the correct figure. The correct figure is 4.3 or 17%. That's basically some of the things that we raised them in the last meeting. I don't know whether that's the change that we made accordingly there, but others that I can see, you just align the APP to the budget book, not necessarily other way around, unless something is amiss. But let me leave maritime to
Supervisor.
Thank you very much. Honorable Ramatakana has said a number of things, but probably may need to send this information to the department so that they can be able to try and align what we are seeing as an anomaly. Because it stems from your MPF 2014-2019. These are the things that you have changed yourself to be doing. But when we look into your APP, there's always cut and paste, and if you recall, we have been as a portfolio committee very upbeat about madness, about fair, and all those other things to say what exactly is happening. Having said that, from the look of it, there's so many legislation that you're putting or you're anchoring yourself around, which actually there's a huge possibility that those legislation may not see light of the day until this financial year. And therefore, you're going to have serious challenges because there will be all those repercussions which comes out of this. Because as we're speaking, you know that there's only two. There's only two bills that have come to the shores, which definitely will be dealing with. But when you look at your documents, your APP, your budget, most of the things are reliant on the legislation that will be coming, the ATNS, the SATAR, the Maritime, the RFR, you name it, all those legislations are supposed to be coming. And let me remind you that last year, we said the same thing, that things, because some of these programs don't necessarily rely on you. When you go out to publicize, it is out of your ambit. When it goes to Kenya, it is out of your ambit, and therefore, it becomes very difficult for you to be able to say, these are the time frames that we believe we'll be able to deliver on this. And when you put it as part of the deliverable this year, it doesn't happen. Why? So I think you also need to take that into consideration to say, we have seen the processes this how it goes, and therefore we cannot be able to say some of these things. We put a huge budget, which is not going to be happening. And I think the most of the issues that Ramatakan was talking to were issues that I was going to take. But one other thing which is important. Let me applaud you, because when I look at your innovation and research, you're able to say this is the budget that you are going to do. Obviously, a department like yourself cannot do without research, cannot do without innovative ideas which has to come into the picture, because there is no economy that can be able to grow without having a thorough research on any other thing which should be able to happen. But that's why I say I really need to approach you for looking at the budget, and you are able to see that there are such issues which are taking place. But on the opposite, the economy cannot be able to move. But when you look at the economic aspect, which is that you are growing a little bit of money, it should be congruent. It should be congruent, really, that you're looking at the economy with this type of an eye. You're doing research and innovation, and then they move together. Because after doing research once, the economy cannot be able to really saturate that research that has been done. So these are the things that DG should be able to look at to say, that when you do research innovation, it has to go and be able to be adapted into making sure that it grows the economy, and therefore you cannot have a budget, innovation budget and research higher than the budget of economic analysis and be able to use those things. I think a lot of things has been said, but go back to the basics and look at what are the things that you cannot be able to, particularly legislation, which actually sometimes is not there within your ambit, you can be able to deal with this thing, so that they're able to really move forward in a better way. But definitely we will try and make sure that you send them you get the documents of the issues that we are raising here, so that you can be able to see the anomalies which actually need to be corrected before we change the budget to the house.
Okay. I'm trying to also understand at what stage are you implementing the PRP to the other agencies? Because also I need to understand how much has been spent yet towards that particular budget. The other thing is DG. The challenge that I think the Treasury is using the formula of not use, you don't get it. So once you're given an opportunity to appoint to the chief, you don't appoint, they take away the budget, they put the moratorium, then after that you have who are going to play. It's a challenge. If you can be able to just update us, how far are you the suspension of those CDs, and what is happening so far? Because I think you were busy, proposing to unnecessary. Because I think must be getting carried to how far we were, are we procrastinating or what? Because I think those villages, they might be dealt with and get rich. If they want to come back to work, probably for 7 days, they then come back to work, you know, so that we can't have people in our system that know very well that they don't want to assist. We must be able to get a character on that one. But as well, I had the CFO, explaining that those funded posts are too legal. What are we doing on it? Because I guess having this, just been saying, these are the funded posts, these are the funded posts, it's okay, but what is the solution? where to come in. You must be able to know and understand. And if the portfolio committee has to do something, tell us that you need a strength of the portfolio committee, engage the finance portfolio committee and the ministers. And given this matter, because I think it's very important that especially the high schools that are those big responsibilities must be filled to deal with, you know, all these situations. So we know very well that maritime is not performing at all. It's not performing at all. What do we do about it? How to deal with it? Do we need a TDG to appoint there so that you can be able to execute those jobs? If that's the case, tell us. Let's go and advocate so that you go and get a particular suitable for that person and get employed. Listen now. So that the TDG can be able to start something like that or other things. Because once we start focusing on the real issues, we forget about the issues of posts. And, you know, but we need you to give us a way forward. How do we deal with this? You know, that man has been acting for quite some time. Sometimes when he acts, I'm thinking, this guy is not going to assist us. The little rage is not going to come. Because he's still acting. So he's still acting and himself still saying, I won't give you the mulatto until you give me a DVG that goes. Let's see what's the problem. Let's do it this much. But in the last engagement with yourselves, did we engage that you need to be able also to give us a picture of what is the performance of the SOEs? How far are they and what is happening? Because I think we're going to go and pass the budget now. But still, we're going to engage in looking at the status of those SOEs. They can come and present to us, but we need to also to get the side. Whether they can go accordingly or are they not. What's happening? That's the other thing I don't think was able to deal with. Let me give it to you to respond to the questions, DJ.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. I think if the issues that have been raised by Honorable Ramathagana, it was agreed last time that the committee will write to us and indicate those areas of discrepancies so that we can respond to. So I think I agree with the Chairperson that let's do that and see how best we can respond to those. I also agree with the Chairperson about the volume of legislative work that is in our APP for this year. And we were in the Select Committee this morning. They raised the same issue that also, given that this is an election year, there is limited time, and we might run into difficulties because not as much legislation as we have wished for would then be pushed through. So I think that's a vantage point that we need to look at. The issue of the vacancies, especially at executive and strategic level, we incidentally had a discussion with the minister, a long discussion actually, with the minister yesterday about all the steps that we have taken and the lack of progress that we have not made. So we have agreed with the minister that we will put a comprehensive report together so that she's able to engage with her counterpart at National Treasury to see if these challenges cannot be unlocked
But as the CFO has indicated, we are sitting with a situation that yes, we have this critical positions that we need to fill, but we are experiencing this budget cuts. And Chairperson and honourable members, as I've always stated, it's not just the Department of Transport that is going through that challenge. It's a government-wide challenge where budgets have generally been cut, including in the compensation of employees and so on and so forth. But we are hoping that this latest initiative that we have agreed to with the minister could help. Personally, I think I would welcome the assistance of the committee. If there is any engagement that the committee could help. Have with maybe with the finance committee to indicate to them and appeal to them that we are really in an untenable situation. The result is that the few DDGs that are here have just burned out. The one DDG is in hospital today, and the CFO is fighting with me because I have refused everyone from going on leave because we had work to do. So in the at the end, you will notice Chairperson and honourable members, that despite the limited resources at our disposal, we have performed reasonably okay, which might work against us. That you have performed so well, and you say you are short-staffed. And but we just hope that the committee chairperson and honourable members will understand that the achievement that we have achieved was through blood and sweat, really draining the police to the last drop. But we are hoping that the intervention of the minister will assist, and I will also inform her that you have offered to also assist by speaking to the finance committee, so that we I think it's a fight that we need to tackle from various angles. With the same objective though. And I think CFO and colleagues, you can respond to the questions.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Thanks to SDG. I'm going to try to go systematically through what I wrote here, and I hope that I will deal with all the questions. If I miss some for some reason, please just remind so we can deal with them. The issue is like four, I think. How we present our budget to the state of the nation is that we will give what we expect to get, or the kind of project that we want, in line with our ADP, and what they would do, they would, in various instances, give us either a certain portion of the amount, or they will fund the whole amount. So this picks up and down will depend on that. But the most driver around SANRAL has been it's the money from Lotto, and there's a big chunk of the money that also goes.
specific, which is the Ebola, I think. So you changed in the breakdown of the standard study that we gave, where the biggest survivors were coming from. So there would be slight adjustments on the inflation side for what would have been part of the baseline as we go ahead. So expect about between 5.8 and 6.5%. That is commensurate on the inflationary stuff. So anything below that would of course be in real terms lower than what you would get in the baseline. So you get a baseline, then you get what has been cut out of that baseline. On slide number 9, there's an increase in that. You would see that the increase is both sides. It's program 4, which is with hope, which is also summer. So you must link the two. So you see the 5% subsidy increasing in program 4. Be aware that the roads program and the sunrise part of it. So the main part is the sunrise increase in that. So slide number 13. I wish I had the power to cut the budget or increase it, because I'm sure that in slide number 13 you would have seen anything red. All throughout government, because of fiscal consolidation, all of us, our compensation budget has been cut. So major areas started in the previous year. You see the budget cut of 27, 29, 32 on the baseline. Now, the explanation is quite simple, that you have a structure with money. So let's say you have got 100 rands and you've got 100 posts. Then they cut 20 rands. But remember, you still have got a structure that you must fund. Consequently, let's say you had filled 90 posts. So it means if they have 20, you are now sitting with funding for only 80 posts. So what happens is that when natural attrition kicks in and people resign, or whatever happens, people leave, you can't feel because you don't have the money. So that's how you must understand that. And that's why we gave you that, and we gave you the 866 posts, and we said then others become unfunded immediately after it becomes vacant, simply because it's no money to fund that. So the share part, I think we must take on that one share of what then. Yes, we would welcome the portfolio committee's intervention in this regard. We have asked that, and I think we've linked it to the issue of the use of consultants, because we have asked that let's run a cut on the goods and services and increase on compensation so that we've got to pull to do the work, and then less on the consultant side. What transpired then is that the didn't agree with us. And as the DGS said, we are engaging with the National Treasury. We would welcome the intervention of the Portfolio Committee to ensure that it is the critical post that we need in the structure. I was giving an example. I was saying our mandate and DGS mandate, people can compare departments. Department of Environmental Affairs has got a post establishment of 1,804 people. We are waiting 715. Compare mandates, what they do and what we do, and whether the mandates are fairly equivalent in our contribution to the economy and what they contribute. So that's not important. I'm not saying that. I'm saying compare our mandates and see whether we are excellent. No. It's up to you. I mean, we'll arrive at that determination. But that's the reality. The reality is that we are under capacity. That's the truth. And when we compare to other departments, we find ourselves that we are actually under capacity. Now, as I said, the core funding for slide number 16. Is it supported by MOU, this core funding? It's part of the grant framework. So when we do the grant framework, we agree. This is a direct grant where we give and you don't contribute anything as government, or we agree that this is a funding grant. So in terms of the law, you therefore to put
put money, but the thing is, once you put money in the withdrawal money, the question is whether you stop giving them money as well, or you say to them, let go rent for rent, or if I give you 2 rents, you put in 1 rent. That's part of what we can do in the grant framework. What it then does, it then distorts the part of the equitable share, because then you're actually, through the grant framework, changing the ability of premiers and the legacies of provinces to take those decisions they should have taken. So we need to balance that, because you need to know what your role is, and you must not jump into the role of where people must make decisions. But what should naturally happen is that if we give you 1 and you give us 0, the next time we'll give you 0 for 0. If we give 1, then you must put 1 first. But it's something that we are discussing with provinces as we go along. But it's something that is also in the provincial budget review that was done by National Federal Overview. They've seen that not only in our grants, in other grants where they scope and give generally, that's what happens. Slide number 24. Public transport operations fund. Why is it that other provinces get more and others get less? This is a historic thing. So, bus subsidies have been there throughout. TPDC states, during that period, what happened is that there was a transition in which all those things were brought into nation. They usually are done from that perspective, we're doing them from there. Then there were devolved to provinces, where the provinces must actually pay for this. But the money is sitting with us, so it's created into a grant. But what does that mean if you look at the inflationary aspect? We had inflation, somewhere was sitting, sometimes in the 27%. What we always got was a slight appreciation, 5.5% increase. Meaning, in real terms, it always dropped. And why it's like that is because historically it has been like that. Yes, at Western Cape has, I think it's, what do they call them, Grey? Golden Arrow. Golden Arrow, there's PADCO, there's Kizerden, all those. So you have that historical thing. So it's paid in terms of what's going on. Once they change and they transform, we transform that, and of course, that will change. But for now, that has been how it has been. So that is the explanation of why in other areas you see 16% and then 16% is a historical matter that is still going undergoing transformation, and that will change as we go along. Do we have interactions with RFR? Yes, we do. I think JG would appreciate more. We have got an intensive interaction with all our entities. We've got intensive interaction at the level where they are developing the APP to align with our department, and we also have got an interaction with them when we're going to transfer their money to make sure that their assets are in good order, because that's the digit money, to make sure that the transferring officer, whatever money is transferred to the entity, that entity is in good standing. So we do get interactions with them on a quarterly basis as well. They do come and there is a chairperson doing it with the minister, and there is a part of the interaction in that regard. I think we've dealt with the issue of the feeling of pose. The second thing, fund pose that we got are for what we call the National Public Transport Regulator, as envisaged in the Nature area, what we call it, and Transport Act. Yeah, the energy. So that entity has got to function. We've been given 17 posts that are meant for that. So it's a ring fence. So it's money that we can say it was meant for the 17, then we can take it as well. And it's very clearly defined there. Then we've got the road project. Is it a rail project or is it a road project? This is a road upgrade. Here we are not talking about a rail project. What has happened to the rail project? I think I've reported before. We have gone to the point where we have done a feasibility study, and we took the feasibility as part of that to the National Treasury. They are not happy with the feasibility and said, change here, change there, we have done that. And the thing is that the state does not have enough money to be able to do that. Now, the question is whether you just put this as a PPP, would it work, would it not? But you need something that, from a feasibility point of view, would make, whether it's social profit or any sort of profit that you would want to. So you want to make sure that it's something that the state can afford. At this point, the view is that instead of waiting for the rail part to be finalized, the best way, because people were dying on that road, is to upgrade the road and make sure that the city is safer, then we can deal with issues of rail as we go along. Is Prasa giving any money? There was a JD coming there. was money that was used to set up some projects office, and I don't know how far they are in that regard. The issue around taxi repair, if you look at the last slide, is that excess credit money that you are seeing of about 353 million in this financial year. And of course, yes, taxi repair is part of what we do until it's reviewed and a decision is taken on how we must progress on it. So there is a public transport plan that is coming that will then deal with the issue around taxi repair. The provincial road maintenance grant, why is the Free State and Eastern State equivalent? When we do our budget, as I said, people submit what they think should be funded. We agree on what we think is feasible for that year. Sometimes provinces don't have the capacity to carry out the work, although the work is required. So you aren't necessary. So you assess their capacity, you assess their requirements, and you also give their money based on the capacity that they have. Sometimes provinces that have got bigger needs don't have enough capacity. So you must balance that when you are giving out the money, because once you don't, because halfway through, maybe anyway you're going to have to move it. Let's say you're giving it to Eastern Cape, 1.5 billion, they can't use it, you're going to then be forced to be to the province with capacity. So even at the beginning, so that for planning purposes, we do that. So that's why you see that, that sometimes the quantum might be equal, but it's because of capacity and all the things that are taken into consideration. Capital scraping, what is the explanation for the increase? It has always been in the budget, so you end as a baseline. So over a period, there will be inflationary increases that are there. We have cut it. If you look at where we come from, we had the budget, it was 400 and something. At the time, we were 100 and something million, and over a period, we have reduced it in line with what we expect the people to bring in. And then some money has been moved, of course, to the area of personalization and area of changes that we want to see in that area. So the money will be there, it will continue to be there, and we will try to protect it. One of the engagements that we're having, of course, is the increase of that amount that you get when you spread the same. So it's something that you must engage on. It's either you increase that amount and allow the number of taxes that are going to reduce. But if you reduce the number, if you then agree on an increase in the amount, you attract people. And when you attract people, the money, of course, goes up, because it means you must send back people and say, I don't have enough money for you to be able to spread. So we need to really balance the two. And the issue that Honorable Ramadagan has raised, I'm not going to do it, because I hope that we'll then get what was agreed, the chair that we'll then get, and we'll be able to deal with those issues. Issues around the critical path and how we deal with matters of legislative changes that we require, and as part of the critical path, they become part of the things that we must look at. We have adopted what we call a dynamic risk management framework, where we say we identify our risks at the beginning that can block us in achieving our objectives, but we don't solve that. As the clock ticks and we look at the performance, we then look at what we call emerging risks that must stop us in the process. And one of the emerging risks that we see, of course, is that the election year and the parliament might not work in the same way and infrastructure, a lot of things in the way that we want to do it. So we do that. And then we get to realize this to a risk that I realize at the register, and we see whether our countermeasures are efficient work. So that helps us to do that. And I think the issues, Chair, around the spending on infrastructure and why reducing. In years of fiscal consolidation, sometimes we are forced to cut the budget. Even if you do not want it, that's why our baselines, most of them are being cut. There was an issue about DRTs. Why are they not in all the other cities? We spend a lot of money so far. I think Sala will come in here. So far on DRTs. The question is whether you move ahead and spend more money and give to, I mean, not all cities will require DRT, not all towns will require DRT. So sometimes you just require a bus to move people, you just don't get people. But there must be some of them. So we are trying to adjust our plans so that we don't need the white elephant where during the day he doesn't want to do anything. The best part is to say, what are lessons learned in terms of what we've already implemented already? Those lessons learned must be carried throughout the process, so that somewhere we are going to have to reduce if there is no need to build all these big grand CRC plants, because not all of them are going to have the rear wire and my system, but the size are required. It's like the whole George wants the same as my system and all that. But I think my colleagues will add where in the area as well I have neglected in mind. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. The Mazun Ed, if you have answered the question, because it should be a repetition of what you've just told.
Thanks, sir. There was a question relating to the disciplinary matters of the two DDGs. The two DDGs have been charged currently, and as we speak, there is a disciplinary hearing going on one of the DDGs, and the other matter is postponed to the 30th of May 2016. So there is progress going on in the matter of this. That is my view of the two DDGs.
Yeah, so postponing cases, there's no need of postponing cases. Deal with them and finish some belief talk. Then come as a honorable policeman, some belief talk. Khalid, it's your friend, haven't you?
He and the CFO will come at us. I thought you would say that the 30 million rand a kilometer. Which was muted in the discussion is as a result of quite a number of the combination of issues and activities within the project. You cannot just divide by number of kilometers the amount, because a structure will cost something else, and while the construction itself, the pavement itself, will also contribute towards that. It's quite a number of issues. I mean, to build a unit rate. So we can be here until to give a lecture on this one. Maybe it would be better to say it is possible. It ranges from 4 million rand a kilometer to 50 million rand a kilometer. It's just depending on the level of service of the particular infrastructure. So I think just as I like that, I think it would suffice. Thank you.
Okay. I'm appreciating what the delay is at the commission. And the bridge in August.
The program is engaging with us and also reviewing their B54, like we engage with them together with the provincial treasury. I think we are doing very well with that, and they are on top of things with the Bermuda road that we saw, and those people that have cut during flood way back. So I haven't checked of late, but I will have to make a follow-up. I haven't had time to do that.
So that's not it.
I will check.
I'm understanding that you gave them money and they sell them money.
Well, Chairperson, what I would
say, and the acting Chairperson, what I would say is that I will go back to them and just visit the whole problem, because the control committee was there with us. So I think I'll make a follow-up. I haven't done that, honestly, but I was believing that after we have reviewed their program, I wanted to believe that they captured all of in terms of the review program, because they sat down and reviewed everything to capture the information. But if it does not happen, why do we have to go back? Thanks for the information. Thank you very much.
Have you had to remind you when you were there? YT. I don't know what YT is the name. Ed Mafune. Yeah. Mapakela and Mafune said to us that there is money in October, the construction will be on site. I spoke to, we even addressed people and said, this is what is going to happen. The construction will be on site next week. I spoke to the taxi industry, which is highly affected in this instance, only last week on Friday. Nothing is happening. So it means we are liars. As honorable members, we have lied to the community there, because your team from Northwest and National Department confirmed that indeed in October there is going to be something. They even said it's going to be short because it's rainy season, and unfortunately there were no rain. It could have continued until now. So I think there's somebody who's playing Mickey Mouse, because we know that money has gone to Northwest. to go and deal exactly those challenges that are there. Can we find out, DG, what has really happened to that money that has gone to Northwest? Because they even gave us documentation. MEC Sombatha spoke to those documentation, which was indicating as to what exactly is happening where, including those three bridges and some roads, which actually the roads around that area, which an indication that there's construction going on. We only saw one, which actually has been constructed to the fullest. The rest was that indication that this is what is going to happen. You can be able to check out those, ask your guys, they will give you, you go and look at those roads, which actually are purported to have been constructed, but there is nothing on the ground. Because obviously, communities are, I don't want to be a liar. I've never been a liar in my 10 years of being an honorable member. So please, I want you to bow out gracefully with my integrity. Let's start from Police Samaka, please.
No, it's I won't take that too much of a priest. I think it's more good. But one question. You see, Jefferson, you recall, when we're dealing with Russia, but the issue of getting the money, and this is what we call it now, that's why I was very concerned about your interaction with Russia. That may please. And the explanation, we don't have any problem, but there are two issues about the issue of if you approach Russia, we are very much clear about the levels in terms of money budgeted for, what is it, for rail and also for road. But in particular Russia, because that is delaying the various process we were talking about, the issue of cargo of Molotov road, whereby some people are having a thing to escape that. To an extent, it is actually it was said a few days ago that there's no money. So may you please may put up on that one so that it can be content. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. I was wondering, DG, can we give you small words to close up? So, okay.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, honorable members. I think we appreciate the comments and feedback that we have received first with the APP and with the budget. As I always tell my colleagues, is that we have to provide you with as much information as possible. So that you are able to help us steer this transport ship forward. We know you are exercising oversight of us, over us, but we are also partners because we are doing what you want to see on the ground, and where we encounter bottlenecks, we should feel free to come to you to help us to overcome those bottlenecks. Where we have had shortcomings, I have always said that I don't expect you to always give us carrots, even when it is necessary to use a stick. And if it's necessary for us to take the stick, I think we shall oblige with the hope that there won't be many of those cases. We'll take one stick and then get on the right path. Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you very much, DG. May I appeal to you that don't bring people who don't have much of care in this meeting. Don't even try and wait. It was very nice, and when people are not going to talk in this meeting.
That's a big challenge, because you often say to me, when we are doing the APP, the budget, the annual report, and this major presentations that we make to the committee. You want all the DDGs here.
Yeah.
But now you're saying that I shouldn't bring.
No, keep the DDGs. Right. For all of the medic team. Oh, okay. Oh, right. I know only one 18 there.
There's another one acting next to me. There's another one acting next to me.
I know you're someone in DDGs. For some more, no, man. Something will happen. But anyway, thank you very much. Oh, so big one. The place is so big.
No. Advocate Soekwa is finishing end of this month. And she will be leaving the department, but she's been with us for 2-3 weeks.
Oh. Okay. Unfortunately, we still need a pair. But we still need a pair and the kids. But that's our gratitude to say thank you very much for being with us. We really she kept us awake when she came to the thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for this meeting. Just hope DJ will send you those questionnaires so that we can be able to respond towards all those things. And please also remember that we still wanted to check the performance of the SOE, how far they know what is happening. We still want to engage and making sure that please everything goes well. Thank you very much. Before the budget, please.
Okay.
So that we can be able to have our weapons sharpened very nicely to engage in that budget. And thank you very much, honorable members. Mr. Khashi. Mr. Jomoha, she is here. And thank you for attending, sir. And the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, sir. We will pass your regards to Advocate Sobe.
Thank you.